Vlad the Drac Vampire, written by Anne Youngman and read by Brian Cant.
Chapter 1. The Godfather. Judy and Paul sat by the phone looking at each other. "What do you want it to be?" asked Paul. "A boy or a girl?" "I don't think I mind," replied Judy. "But whichever it is, I wish it would hurry up and come." At that moment, the phone rang. Paul grabbed it. "Hi, Dad." "Yes? A girl? Great! Wonderful!" Judy pulled the phone from him. "How's Mum?" "Good! Great! Super! Brill! Give her our love and we'll come and see the baby tomorrow." "Well," said Paul as she hung up, "we've got a sister." "Mmm," said Judy. "Isn't it exciting? I wish I could tell someone." "Yes," agreed Paul. "It would be nice to share the news. But Dad will phone Gran and all the relatives." "I know," suggested Judy. "Let's tell Vlad." "We could, I suppose," said Paul, "but Romania is a long way." "But he is like one of the family," insisted Judy. "Even Dad agreed to that when you were in hospital." "That's true," said Paul. "All right, let's phone him. After all, the birth of a new stone is pretty important news." So they found Vlad's phone number and looked in the telephone directory for information on how to make an international call. "Here it is," said Paul. "Look, for Romania you dial 01040 and then the person's number." "The vampire's number," corrected Judy. So they rang through and waited for Vlad to answer. At last they heard someone pick up the phone.
"Could I speak to Vlad the Drac, please?" said Paul.
"I hope they speak English," whispered Judy. A few moments later, there was a click.
"Count Dracula's castle, Vlad the Drac speaking."
"Vlad, it's Paul here. Mum's had a baby, a little girl. We've got a new sister."
"A baby?" shrieked Vlad. "A real live human baby? That's wonderful. Why did no one tell me what was happening? I'd have come over to help."
"That's very nice of you, Vlad, but there's nothing to do."
"Nothing to do? You wait till you've had 5 children. There'll be less of the nothing to do. Now you tell everyone to hold their horses. Help is coming."
"But, Vlad, we only wanted to tell you about the baby. We don't need any help."
"You're being very selfish as usual, Paul. Of course you don't need any help, but I'm sure Mum could do with an extra pair of hands. Anyway, I want to be the baby's vampire godfather."
"Vlad says he's going to come over to help," whispered Paul to his sister. "Think of something to say to stop him." "Hello, Vlad," said Judy, taking the phone. Yes. Yes, it is lovely news, isn't it?"
"Did Paul tell you that I'm catching the next plane to London?"
"Well, yes, Vlad, he did."
"Well, aren't you thrilled? Aren't you delighted?"
"It's a lovely idea, Vlad, but I think Mum might want just the family here when she comes home."
"And what, pray, do you call me? Am I not family? Really, Judy, you are very silly sometimes. Now, I expect it of Paul, but not of you. I am very experienced with children, being the father of 5, and I will be an invaluable help to your dear mother, so tell her to expect me."
"But, Vlad, Gran's coming to stay, and she's very experienced with children, too."
"Cancel her," insisted Vlad. "Vampire nannies are the best. Don't bother to come to the airport. I'll make my own way over to you."